Hi everyone, this is Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Welcome to our show. Last time we were reading about Pat and Laura watching an MLB game on TV.
But that sounds boring. Yeah. I suggested Pat, hey, how about we go to watch the baseball game in person?
Yeah, because Pat had no idea that actually Taiwan has a really, really great baseball team. I think
exactly.
They do pretty well when they're competing overseas. So, Pat, we need to give it a chance. So, let's take a look at how their day went in our article for today.
Okay.
Reading.
Take me out to the ball game. Pat and Laura are at the stadium. Wow, Laura, you're really ready for this game.
That's right. I'm wearing the home team shirt, and I even brought my baseball glove too.
I'm just happy we got tickets. This is my first time seeing a baseball game in Taiwan.
I'm sure you will love it. Baseball in Taiwan is a little different from baseball in the U.S.
Who are those dancing girls?
Those are the cheerleaders.
Wow, they're beautiful. But what are they singing?
They are leading the crowd in the team's chant.
Why is that?
We believe it can bring the players good luck.
Come on, that will never work.
See, the player just hit a home run.
Wow, seeing is believing. That was amazing.
Well, don't just sit there. Join the fun.
Pat stands up and starts cheering for the home team.
Woohoo!
Okay, so day two of our article first starts with Laura and Pat are at the stadium. Okay, so we see here stadium is our vocabulary word. And what is stadium? S-T-A-D-I-U-M. It's a noun and it is a place where you basically watch athletic sports because it's a little bit different than other venues. Okay, the seats go higher and higher, higher like a theater so people can see what is happening below.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚 Tiffany 老师提到的 stadium， 其实就有体育场或者是运动场的意思，也有球场的意思哦。OK， 像Taipei has a stadium， 就是小巨蛋。
Right.
OK， 那或在演唱会的时候，我们也会在那个小巨蛋去举行。所以一开始呢，我们就看到 Pat 跟我呢，我们在哪里？我们就在这个体育馆啦。
Right.The article then says, Pat says, wow, Laura, you're really ready for this game. What are you wearing? Are you in the team's outfit? Or?
Of course. I will explain later. But 这时候呢 Pat 可能看到我怎么样全副武装来看球赛。那当然是一定要的啦。如果你支持的球队你当然可能要穿那个球队的衣服或者是跟它的颜色要很像的衣服也是 OK 的啦。
Yeah.
So what do I say?
Laura, you then say, that's right. I'm wearing the home team's shirt, and I even brought my baseball glove too. You're really prepared. So not only are you in their baseball jersey, but you also brought a glove just in case you get to catch a baseball. Okay, let's first take a look at our vocabulary word glove. What is that? G-L-O-V-E. It's a noun, and it's basically something to cover your hands to protect it from being cold or getting dirty. But in baseball, you have a baseball glove, okay? And a baseball glove is basically made out of leather because you know how hard a baseball is?
Very.
It's very hard and it's really painful. So these players have to use a baseball glove, a special kind of glove, to protect their hands from not being hurt from this baseball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really scary. You can actually
break a bone.
Yeah, or you can get yourself killed.
Exactly.
Yeah, from 对，真的，如果你被棒球打到，真的要小心，可能会骨折啦，或者是可能头真的是，哎呦，这个听起来太危险了。
Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢，大家有没有看到？ta-da! 我穿了这个地主队的球衣 ，home team 的 shirt. Okay, 那甚至呢，我还带了我的怎么样？真的是厉害的秘密武器，棒球手套 baseball glove。我们来看一下 glove 这个字哦 ，glove。那通常呢，我们如果是一般的手套，我们是有戴两只的，对不对？那种就是可能冬天的时候很冷，我们可能是想要戴像是就是可能有人骑车，他就会戴 leather gloves。
Yes.
OK， 那一对的手套，我们要用 a pair of gloves， 我们要用 a pair of 的量词。另外呢，可如果 if you want to maybe clean your house like the bathroom， 有时候我可能会带那种塑胶的 rubber gloves，
the yellow ones，
yeah，
right?
Because I don't want to get my hands dirty or like yucky.
Your hands might get dry，
而且它可能会干燥，对， yeah. 没有错。所以其实上面都有一些 chemicals， 一些化学物，所以我当然不想要碰到那些东西。那在这里我们提到的 baseball glove， 当然就是棒球手套，或者我们可以用 mitt m i t t 这个字来表示哦。
Right. Okay, next, Patson says, I'm just happy we got tickets. This is my first time seeing a baseball game in Taiwan.
哇，当然我好开心哦！原来 Pat 他也很开心，就是说我们有买了票，而且这是他第一次在台湾看这个棒球比赛呢。
I can't believe it. Then Laura says, I'm sure you will love it. Baseball in Taiwan is a little different from baseball in the U.S.
真的，我很开心呢，他非常喜欢，而且我 I'm sure he's gonna love it. 他一定会爱上的。不过当然，我还是要跟他讲在，就是告诉他说，其实台湾的棒球，因为毕竟他是老外，他可能不太懂。就说台湾的棒球其实跟美国的有点不一样啊。
Yeah, okay. So for example, Pat says, "Who are those dancing girls?" Okay, Laura, you then say, "Those are the cheerleaders." Okay, a cheerleader in Taiwan and in the U.S. is slightly different. For example, let's first take a look at what cheerleader means. It's a person that cheers or says chants or dances to help support the team. I think in Taiwan it's just mostly more dancing.And in the States, I see a lot more like gymnastics involved, like flipping and tossing people.
Yeah, yeah, 在大学比较像是那种美国的 cheerleader. 所以 cheerleader 先来讲一下，他们是啦啦队员。OK, 那当然 Pat 可能看到辣妹啦，当然就很好奇啦。OK, 可是当然啦，因为他们通常都是很漂亮的辣妹、正妹，所以他都很好奇说，哎，台湾这个 cheerleader 感觉有点不同哎，他们怎么还会跳舞？Very interesting.
Yeah, did you ever have cheerleaders in your high school in Australia?
在澳洲哦I've seen them before, but it's not very popular. It's not a popular thing in Australia. Well,in my high school, that is. I don't know about other places. Back in high school, actually, I joined choir.
So you were very peaceful.
对，我是走一种不是辣妹路线。
Your beautiful voice. All right, so next in the article, Pat says, wow, they're beautiful, but what are they singing? So he's in love, I think.
Pat, 你怎么那么容易呢？就是好啦。所以 Pat 就说，哎，他们怎么这么正，这么漂亮？但是他又很好奇啊，因为台湾的啦啦队是可能会唱啊，或者是会朗诵一些东西，所以他就说他们在唱什么啊？
Okay, Laura, you then say they are leading the crowd in the team's chant. Okay, so it's kind of similar to games outside of Taiwan. Okay, first of all, let's take a look at our vocabulary word crowd. C-R-O-W-D. It's a noun and it means an audience or a group of people who watch a sporting game. Okay, so for example, Pat and Laura are part of the crowd at this game.
OK, 我们来看一下 crowd 这个字 ,C-R-O-W-D, 就是人群啦大众啦。像是呢我们如果常常去夜市我们就会看到 wow, a big or a large crowd, a lot of people. 夜市通常都超多人especially the weekend. OK, 那 I actually, I tend to avoid the crowds. 我想要就是躲那个人潮的时候，我就觉得说人潮很多，可能 a lot of lineups， 我不是很喜欢排队。那如果我们在 crowd 后面加 ed， 就成了它的形容词 crowded， 就是表示人山人海啦，很拥挤的啊，人很多的这样子的意思啦。
Yeah. Okay. So what are the cheerleaders doing? They're telling the crowd to sing some chants. Okay. So what chants are? It's basically a repeated rhythmic kind of song that you sing together. Yeah. I don't know any sports chants actually, but that's because I never really understand what they're saying. Yeah, like chants for kids. It's kind of like that, but chants for sports, I think it's...They say a lot of things I really don't know. Like, for example, when I watch soccer games,、
uh-huh.
I have no idea what they're singing. So I think Pat can actually teach us some chants.
Oh, 所以其实对啊，真的，其实看有时候我们在听了、这样讲得很开心，我们也听不太懂诶。所以呢，刚刚Pat 问我，他说，哎，所以他们在唱什么？那我就回他说，他是在引导人群唱这个球队的队歌。那 chant 本身有这个就是。吟诵啦，或是可能唱一些就是比较有韵律的歌、嗯、因为让大家会跟着一起大声的呼喊，然后看起来就是士气就非常的强。
Yeah, and I think it's kind of fun too, I guess.
Right.
When you're in there and you want to be a part of the game.
Especially when watching it live, right?
Yep. Okay, next Pat says, why is that?Then Laura, you say, we believe it can bring the players good luck.
Oh, Pat, 怎么都这么听不懂呢？其实在国外也有啊。We will rock you or beat you.
That's kind of like a chant.
之类的，对，那有点点像嘛。所以没错啊，我就回答说，当然他们要这样唱，因为他们想要为这个球员带来什么 good luck， 就是好运啦。
Then Pat says, come on, that will never work.
Pat,
so what will work then?
对啊 Pat 怎么那么铁齿？他说 that will never work. 他觉得说拜托，才这样唱一唱对歌有用吗？一定一点用都没有。
Or does he think wearing red underwear is going to help?
穿红内裤可能打麻将好像还比较有用，对不对
？So next, Laura, you say, see, the player just hit a home run. Okay, so hey, a home run is basically when the player hits the ball out of the field.So it's out of the, we say outfield and over the wall, and that means he automatically scores.
Okay, 所以你看马上哦，才刚说说会带来好运，结果你看，我说 see, 这个球员刚轰出了 home run, 就是全垒打。So he touched three bases.
And he scored a point for the team.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Okay, so Pat says, wow.Seeing is believing. That was amazing. Okay. He says, seeing is believing. He's like, okay, this is something that you have to see for yourself to actually believe in. Okay. Let's first take a look at our shortcut for you and to figure out what this phrase means.
Shortcut for you.
So...You don't believe in ghosts at all?
Well, I've never seen one. And you know what they say, seeing is believing.
I disagree. We learn in school that there are two different words.
It's a phrase. Seeing is believing means we only believe in something when we can actually see it with our own eyes.
Ah, I see it all now.Seeing is believing means 眼见为凭
That's right. And since I've never seen a ghost, I don't believe in them.
You'll change your mind if you turn around right now.
Oh, come on, Vina. That's never good. Seeing is believing. Let's get out of here.
哈哈，太开心了！因为Pat后来就是说怎么样 ，seeing is believing， 就是哼，眼见为凭。然后他觉得实在是太精彩了。那其实我们也可以用 to see is to believe， 同样也有同样的意思，就是眼见为凭。And he said that was amazing, right?
Yeah. What does amazing mean? Well, it's our vocabulary word, and it's spelled A M A Z I N G. It's an adjective, and it means to cause a lot of great surprise or wonder. Okay, Maybe you could feel this way when you go to a Beyonce or Adele concert. Okay, when you watch them live, you feel like, wow, that is amazing.
真的，如果我可以看到这个，或是买到 Beyonce 跟艾黛尔的票，我当然会觉得很 amazing。amazing 就是令人赞叹，很惊人的，就是 wow wonderful 这样的意思。For example, she gave an amazing performance in her first movie 之类的，就是你第一次如果看到有一个人哇，他演戏呢，那就觉得说他怎么那么厉害，这么棒哦，你都可以用 amazing。在口语上是非常常见的，跟 wonderful 是差不多的意思。Okay.
Next, Laura, you then say, well, don't just sit there. Join the fun. Okay. She's saying, you know, be involved. Start to cheer for people and start to get involved. Exactly.
对啊，我就说，哎呦，你就不要坐在那里，快跟大家一起玩 ，join the fun。他搞不好还可以跟那个啦啦队一起唱唱那个中文的 chant， 对不对
？Or maybe he can get picked by the cheerleaders to dance if he joins the crowd.
真的
？Yeah, lucky him. Okay, the article then finishes up with Pat stands up and starts cheering for the home team. Okay, so we talked about cheerleaders and what they do. So they cheer.C-H-E-E-R. It's a verb and it means to shout for joy, praise, or encouragement. Okay, so for example, we, a lot of times, like, when you want to encourage people, we say, oh, 加油. That's also a way to cheer people on.
嗯，没错，其实 cheer 呢，其实就有欢呼的意思，或是帮人家加油这样的意思。所以最后我们看到，就是派他站起来，开始为他的主队欢呼哦。那有时候我们什么时候会遇到 cheer 呢？就是我们看到一个 superstar 他出现的时候，全场就会哇 ，Tom Cruise 之类的。OK， 就是他们非常开心。然后 ，so you can say the star was greeted with cheers， 就是全场可能帮他欢呼这样的意思。Well, that comes to the end of today's conversation. Let's now go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, so let's take a look at our For You chat. And our For You chat for today is, do you like to watch baseball games? Why or why not?
Actually, yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes.If it's really exciting, but sometimes, you know, like baseball games, they can be super long and it's a lot of waiting, especially when the score is like not doing really well and you're like, okay, so who's going to win?
It's definitely a game that
a lot
I think
of waiting.
Requires a lot of patience.
Mm.
Yeah, I think
it's not as exciting or fast as basketball.
Yeah. So I think it has to be something that maybe you enjoy playing yourself.
Right.
So you can feel the excitement. Otherwise...I think it depends.
Or like you've been watching it for, like you've been supporting for that team for a long time and you're like a loyal fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
A diehard fan.
Or I think you have to go with someone who also really likes the sport.
That's true, that's true.
Because then they can help bring this kind of atmosphere or this kind of energy to you. I think it'll be fun.
Okay, so you guys have a chat about this question. Do you like to watch baseball games? Why or why not? Okay, so we'll see you next time. My name's Laura.
And I'm Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.
Take me out to the ball game. Pat and Laura are at the stadium. Wow, Laura, you're really ready for this game.
That's right. I'm wearing the home team's shirt, and I even brought my baseball glove, too.
I'm just happy we got tickets. This is my first time seeing a baseball game in Taiwan.
I'm sure you will love it.Baseball in Taiwan is a little different from baseball in the U.S.
Who are those dancing girls?
Those are the cheerleaders.
Wow, they're beautiful. But what are they singing?
They are leading the crowd in the team's chant.
Why is that?
We believe it can bring the players good luck.
Come on, that will never work.
See, the player just hit a home run.
Wow, seeing is believing. That was amazing.
Well, don't just sit there. Join the fun.
Pat stands up and starts cheering for the home team.
Woohoo!
Vocabulary review.
Stadium. There were over 25,000 people at the stadium for the game.Glove. It was cold yesterday, so Nina wore gloves to keep her hands warm. Crowd. When the president spoke, a crowd stood and listened to her speech. Amazing. That movie was amazing. I want to see it again. Cheer. Everyone cheered when the team won in the last minute of the game.